This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Hockershore Weiss. It's a Category 15A Hefeweizen. This is a fairly dark beer for the style. It's coming in at the upper end of the range at a dark gold color. It has some haze, and it's got a tall off-white head that's rocky and persistent. So I'll give it a full score for appearance, 3. The aroma has a moderate banana and wheat. Got medium light clove. Not getting any hops. Just a touch of tartness. The wheat has bready quality to it. There's a medium-light vanilla character that comes out as it warms. In general, the aroma seems a little muted. Makes me concerned that it might be a little old. Give it a 10. The flavor has a bready wheat malt character initially. Bitterness is medium low. There's a medium banana flavor, light clove. You get a low, spicy hop flavor, too. The finish is off dry. It's not crisp. There is a light vanilla flavor and a very light tartness. I think the flavors are fairly subtle, like the aroma. I'm going to give it a 17. Everything is right. It's just a little toned down. As far as mouthfeel, it's got a medium light body, a medium high carbonation. It's got that nice smooth fluffy mouthfeel that I like to get in wheat beers. I'll give it a 5 there. So overall, I mentioned a couple of times I think this might be a touch old. The flavors are subtle but clean. It has a nice wheat character in the flavor and mouthfeel. It's just the yeast character seems a little subdued. The balance is nice. It's just the intensity that I'm picking at slightly. I mean, it doesn't have like papery staleness or anything overtly oxidized. It just isn't quite as fresh. So, you know, there you're dinging it subtly rather than harshly. So it is still quite drinkable. It's just not as fresh tasting as it could be. So I'll give it a 8 overall. So that adds up to a 43. It's the Hockershore Weiss. It's a Category 15A Hefeweizen.